because they're going to try to justify. You know this is coming. As much remote voting as they possibly
can.
Oh, yeah,
mail-in voting and all kinds of restrictions and nonsense. And that's why the Democrats, even though Fauci, they realize, is not the popular, cuddly grandfather during COVID that he was made out to be. But I have so many questions that I would want to answer. I would put out this challenge to Fauci. I'll buy the Fauci steak, all right? We'll send him to Morton's in D.C. if he can come on the show and tell me one time in one place in the world where masking up indoors substantially, by the data, decreased the spread of COVID. Show me one place.
Doesn't exist. There's not a single place that you can point to. L.A. and Orange County, Nashville and Williamson County, the places where they have instituted incredibly draconian mask policies compared to places that didn't have them, virtually identical. Masks don't work, despite the fact that after 2 years, Dr. Fauci is still advocating for it. It's going to be an awesome show tomorrow. I can't wait to talk to Myra Flores. Can't wait to talk to Alex Berenson. They're going to break down all of the latest details on this and more. We, as always, appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Go download the podcast. Search out my name, Clay Travis. Search out Buck Sexton. You can also subscribe for free on YouTube. We'll be back with you same time tomorrow. Thanks for hanging with us.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
MyPillow products improve our sleep for the better. They're just that comfortable, and they've applied that same level of comfort to their My Slippers. 2+ years in development, these aren't just any ordinary pair of slippers. These are made with a 3-tier cushioning system, 2 layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer all-day comfort.
These slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. They're made from high-quality leather suede. For a limited time, you'll save $90 on a pair of My Slippers, but this blowout sale of the year won't last.
Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use promo code CLAYANDBUCK to receive this limited-time offer.
The slippers come with a 1-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com, promo code CLAYANDBUCK. You can also call 800-792-3269. That's MyPillow.com, promo code CLAYANDBUCK.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara, is the only standalone Jeep dealership in Nevada. Jeep Only offers zero down and $499 per month on Jeep Grand Cherokees. We have over 300 used cars in stock. Bad credit? No problem. You want the best Jeep models available in the market? We have them. Wrangler, Gladiator, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and hand-selected pre-owned Jeep inventory, as well as full complement of lifted and customized Jeep models. Come see us today. Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. During a joint news conference with Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid, President Biden says the U.S. will help Israel defend itself.
You have an ironclad commitment from the United States of America to Israel's security, an ironclad commitment. We'll make sure that Israel can defend itself by itself.
On his Mideast trip, the president and Israeli Prime Minister Lapid agree that Iran must face the threat of military force.
Words will not stop them, Mr. President. Diplomacy will not stop them. The only thing that will stop Iran is knowing that if they continue to develop their nuclear program, the free world will use force. The only way to stop them is to put a credible military threat on the table.
Israeli Prime Minister Lapid. Also at townhall.com and health news, correspondent Lisa Dwyer says the U.S. is getting another vaccine choice for COVID-19.
The Food and Drug Administration has cleared Novavax shots for people 18 and older. The Novavax shot is a protein-based vaccine, which is a more traditional type of vaccine than Pfizer and Moderna shots. Nearly a quarter of American adults still have not gotten their primary vaccinations, and experts expect at least some of them to roll up their sleeves for this more conventional option. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention must first recommend how they should be used, and a decision is expected next week. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Stocks have been lower after another hot reading on inflation, and investors bracing for another big interest rate hike from the Federal Reserve later this month. Stocks have since turned mixed, the Dow off 143 points, but the NASDAQ up a dozen. More at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Concerns about a possible recession don't seem to be affecting gaming, as commercial casinos across the country continue to set records, with the industry having the best May ever and the second best revenue month in history. In May, casinos topped more than $5 billion in revenue. That's up nearly 8% compared to the same time just a year ago. Nevada accounted for more than $1.3 billion of that revenue, posting the highest take of any state. March, April, and May of this year also marked the best 3 months in gaming history, each month topping $5 billion in revenue. Well, some good news and some sad news for Vegas Golden Knights fans at the first day of NHL free agency. The good news? Golden Knights have re-signed one of their original misfits, agreeing to a three-year, $15 million contract with right winger Riley Smith. The sad news? Las Vegas traded popular left winger Max Pacioretty and Dylan Coughlin to the Carolina Hurricanes for future considerations. That move helped clear enough cap space to make the re-signing of Smith actually possible.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, as we multitask here behind the microphone, we're seeing a lot of congestion on Interstate 15 southbound at Russell. You're going to be tapping the brakes there, 95 east at Southern Rancho. And overnight road work, that's 15 south north of Charleston.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for Thursday, July 14th. Good to have you with us. We're coming towards the middle of July, really what amounts to be maybe the middle of the summer. Lots going on, lots to talk about. The president is in the Middle East. And in fact, he made a speech today. He made a speech yesterday. But is he moving the needle? Is he making a difference in the Middle East? He's got tons of problems at home, including 9.1% inflation increase in just 1 month from a year ago. The June numbers were horrible. We'll talk about that. No better person to tap the expertise than Kash Patel. He is the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense, and his website is a good one. It's a great one, in fact. Fightwithkash.com. Kash, how you been, my friend?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I got to ask you, the president has already committed one gaffe in the Middle East. Is he doing more harm than good when he picks up everything and heads abroad?
He does more harm than good anytime he's awake and out of bed. So one gaffe, I put the over-under at 14 gaffes for the two-day trip. So we haven't even gotten into it. And let's see what happens when he gets over. I mean, first of all, the fact that he wouldn't go hard in the paint in Israel against Iran, the number one state sponsor of terrorism, is disgusting. And let's see what happens when he gets to Saudi Arabia and MBS is pulling his strings.
Yeah, that's and he goes begging, literally begging for more oil. The optics of this look absolutely horrible, with the president going hat in hand to the Middle East, asking these despots for more oil. Do you think he'll get more oil?
No, he won't. He's not in a position of power to even negotiate it. That's the difference between a commander-in-chief like Donald Trump and one like Joe Biden, who doesn't even get phone calls picked up to our allies in the Middle East like MBS. Instead, they're too busy meeting with our political opponents and enemies like Bashar al-Assad and hosting them instead of taking care of the American public. This is a full-on win for Saudi Arabia and to show political global dominance over America, because our president can't find his way to a gas pump and see what it's costing everyday Americans.
I know that your history in government as chief of staff was in the Department of Defense, but I'm curious what you think of the 9.1% increase when it comes to inflation. I mean, everybody, this is a tax on everybody, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a mathematics genius, but you don't need to be to go to the store and find out that a pack of Oreos is costing me $5. That's not happening. I mean, I'm not getting involved in that. And gas at $6. And eggs at up 33%, and, you know, bullets up twofold, and everything is costing more and more. And the 9% number is a little misleading, because it's not 9%. Everything's basically a third or 50% more in cost. That hasn't happened in, I don't know, 40 years. So the American people are seeing it, and Joe Biden can run away from it, but he's in charge, and he's got the House and the Senate.
Well, and the talk yesterday and today from the White House, the talking points were, oh, this is old news. Gasoline has come down a couple of cents a gallon in the last few days, and so these numbers are skewed. Do you buy that? It sounds like an excuse to me. It's like the dog ate my homework.
No, and this is, you know, the JV squad at the White House, led by a press secretary who can't read or write, and a vice president who all she does when she speaks is word salad, almost as bad as our commander in chief. Nobody's believing that except the 20% of America that will never stop supporting Joe Biden, because everybody else is out there in America paying these exorbitant prices and getting more jobs so they can put groceries in their house to feed their families and turn on and gas up their cars. They see it, and the fact that he doesn't, I think he sees it. They're just lying about it.
I know you're a close confidant of the president of the United States, the 45th president, and maybe the 47th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And I'm just curious what you thought of his event here in Las Vegas last Friday. And then Saturday night, the huge rally for Sarah Palin up in Alaska.
Yeah, for Sarah and Kelly Jabaka. Look, Nevada is my home. I love that President Trump stops by, and he's got a great property there. But this is what you're starting to see, is the resounding Trump effect all over again. It's changed the landscape in Nevada politics with Adam Laxalt skyrocketing, in Arizona with the likes of Kerry Lake and Abe Hamadeh and Blake Masters shooting up, and then Alaska. When was the last time a president went to Alaska? And he's up there, and he's trying to flip a Senate seat and a congressional race for an America First agenda. And he spent 2 days in Alaska, and I think it's been a tremendous success all around to see him operate at this level and at this energized, and we still haven't even gotten to the midterms.
Well, and one thing that they're trying to do on the other side, obviously, is this stupid January 6th committee. They held their seventh hearing the other day, and I'm just curious. They've had yet another hearing, seven hearings, but the question is anybody listening?
No, and that's the thing. And the funny thing is, you know, obviously I never listen to the Hacked Post or the whatever Times or CNN. But when they're doing polls and they're telling you that less than 20% of America is listening, that means like 10% of America is listening. So you don't need to believe the Hollywoodization of this to say, oh, everybody's watching this, like it's like the new Top Gun. Nobody's watching it. As you started off the show, nobody cares about January 6th. We've proven that this committee is not focused on the truth. And everybody cares about economics and national security at the end of the day. And this administration is failing in tidal waves on both fronts.
Is there anything this administration has gotten right? I mean, I was trying to do a simple inventory, and I can't think of one thing. I mean, the escape from Kabul, the Biden inflation, the price of gas. I mean, you go by every measure, this president has failed. Is there anything he's done right?
Oh, man, that might be the hardest question.
Awkward silence, man.
At the end of the day, you always want to root for your commander-in-chief, even if he's not on your political party, at least in the areas of national security and border and defense and intelligence. And we just seem to be driven off a cliff on every single one of those things. The latest example of Congress and the National Defense Authorization Act, with the likes of Adam Schiff jamming in pieces of legislation to prevent the Republicans from actually pursuing a national security agenda that protects America. This is what it's come to, the complete and total politicization of the national security apparatus, none more so single-handedly than the likes of Adam Schiff and now, of course, Joe Biden.
Speaking of Adams, I do know that you have been a big supporter of Adam Laxalt. And can you give me some indication of where that race is? I mean, we keep hearing from the Cook Report and different reports out there that this race is a toss-up, maybe even an advantage Laxalt. Can you give me what you know as far as the numbers are concerned in this race?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, Adam, as with my first senatorial endorsement, I've been in Reno, Vegas, Incline Village, everywhere in between for this guy. He's an America First candidate that understands border security and putting our economics back in order. And if the polls you just cited are showing that it's a toss-up, and I just read a new poll that said Mastos has now gone from the seventh most jeopardized candidate to the second most jeopardized candidate. And what Adams' campaign shows is the power of the American people to listen to the truth and get behind an America First candidate, because Nevada, of all places, Harry Reid's home state, is now going to turn red because they have realized illegal immigrants are killing that state. And horrible economic decisions are hurting everyday Nevadans, and they're losing jobs, and crime is upside down in that state. And that's just completely unacceptable to everyday Nevadans, including myself. And so you can look at the polls all you want, but I think the traction that Adam has gained, and I don't think he is the Senate candidate for Nevada, but he's a national Senate candidate. People are starting to know about him from coast to coast, and I think folks are starting to copy his campaign, and rightfully so, and folks behind him like Blake Masters next door in Arizona and guys like that, and Kelly Chewbacca in Alaska, I think, are learning that these values resonate everywhere, not just in Nevada.
Cash, I got to ask you, because Adam is just back from 2 days on the border. Catherine Cortez Masto, we're paying her $270,000 or whatever it is a year, and she won't even go to our southern border. Adam Laxalt's been there for two days. Can you tell me what he learned in those 2 days?
Yeah, Adam, look, former prosecutor, former law enforcement, former attorney general, the top law enforcement officer of the state of Nevada, knows that no society can function if you allow crime to skyrocket. And that's why he's down at the border, because Nevada is, maybe not geographically as much as the others, but it's a border state. And they see firsthand the criminalization of not every illegal immigrant, but some who come across the country illegally and commit an offense in doing so, and then come in and take jobs and commit more murders and more rapes and allow more drugs to come in. And that's the other thing I think Adams learned, is the amount of Chinese fentanyl that has seeped into our country and killed hundreds of thousands of our youth last year is higher than ever before. And that's the cost of having a porous border, not just the human trafficking and the regular crime side of things, but the criminality on the narcotic side. And he's down there learning it. He knows it, first of all, and he's down there learning how to fix it. And people should be admire that.
Again, Cash Patel joining us, former chief of staff to the Department of Defense. His website is fightwithcash.com. The Democrats are trying to talk about anything but all of these issues that you and I have talked about. They've tried to talk about abortion with Roe v. Wade, gun control, and on and on and on it goes. Are the American people smart enough to see through this, that they really don't have a leg to stand on, so they're looking for an issue, any issue, to fight back with?
These are great questions, and I wish that I think the American people know that our legs have been taken out from under us on almost every front. As you said, what is the one thing that they've done that's been good? And I'm struggling to find one thing. So I think the shift, this is why our founding fathers enacted a system that can't change overnight. People have to endure through the system and now change it during the midterm cycle. And so I think that's the answer American people are realizing. They're also learning that the importance of getting voting right and having voting integrity in statewide elections is ever so important now than if not ever before.
You and I got together at an event, I think it was at the Ahern, just about a month ago, and you were talking about Fight with Cash. Can you tell our audience what Fight with Cash is and who it is helping out there on a daily basis?
Yeah, I really appreciate that. Fightwithcash.com was started, Cash with a K, because, I filed all these defamation lawsuits against the fake news, CNN, New York Times, Politico, and I realized I wasn't the only one who was defamed. Everyday Americans were defamed, but they don't have the money for these fancy lawyers. So fightwithcash.com It's now a new announcement. It's a full-on 501c3. So we are full-on Cash Foundation is a new name trust. And we raise money so you can go to court and clear your name if you've been defamed. We'll pay for your lawyers. You can submit your information for free on fightwithcash.com. And also, we're going to be opening up the Cash Foundation to start helping people with tuition assistance programs, summer camps, and veterans affairs programs that help our vets. So we're just getting going, and we love the approach, and we appreciate your sponsorship, your support of fightwithcash.com. Check out the website. Everything on there is for free. All the content's for free. And if you want to help the cause, and there's some snazzy merch on there, we'd love everyone's support in the great state of Nevada, my home.
Give that address again so people can write it down.
It's fightwithcash.com, cash with a K. And you can always find me on Truth Social at Cash, K-A-S-H, always updating you on the news of the day when it regards to national security, law enforcement, and defense. But we have to remember, America is the greatest country in the world because we have the ability to take care of others, and I believe it's a responsibility to do so, and that's what Fight with Cash is all about. Check it out. Won't cost you a cent. Join the Army. We're having a great time doing it.
Hey, Cash, always good to visit with you. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks so much for having me. Take care.
There you go, Cash Patel, the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense. And again, that website is fightwithcash, with a K, .com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
South Point presents a special tribute to the iconic London rock group, Queen. New to the South Point, Bohemian Queen. July 15th to the 17th. Tickets on sale now at the South Point box office. Online at southpointcasino.com or charge by phone 702-797-8055. Bohemian Queen at the South Point.
Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara, is the only standalone Jeep dealership in Nevada. Jeep Only offers zero down and $499 per month on Jeep Grand Cherokees. We have over 300 used cars in stock. Bad credit? No problem. You want the best Jeep models available in the market? We have them. Wrangler, Gladiator, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and hand-selected pre-owned Jeep inventory, as well as full complement of lifted and customized Jeep models. Come see us today. Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
Happy with our schools? Think they're doing a great job teaching kids and listening to parents? Probably not. It's time to shake things up. The Community Schools Initiative will allow cities to leave the county school district and create their own, ending the education monopoly. Parents will finally have options and a voice in their child's education. Help make it happen at SaveNevadaSchools.com. Schedule an appointment to sign the petition in your own home. They'll come to you. Together, we can take our schools back. Join the fight at SaveNevadaSchools.com.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation.